Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
The volume. All right, guys, it's March. So you know what that means. It's March Madness time. Look, March Madness is one of the best times in sports in the entire year. So once again, I'm partnered up with the DraftKings Sportsbook to give all new customers a fantastic offer. Bet $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets instantly by using my promo code DCTV. Look, we've all pick a bracket. We've done it since we were young, college, and everything. Now, use your knowledge to go and cash in and use those bonus bets to do so. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use my promo code DCTV, bet $5 or more, and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. We all have teams. My team, Oklahoma State, will not be in March Madness. We did not have a great season. But hopefully yours did. And guys, welcome to North Carolina, who just legalized sports betting and also just beat Duke. So you know the people in North Carolina are getting blessed over and over. So take mine that I am offering you. Bet five or more, get 150 bonus bet by using that promo code DCTV. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Who you got, Sanhagen? You got Sean or Cheeto?
I got Sean.
You think Sean
would? My mind wouldn't be blown if Cheeto won. Because I think that the thing is I don't think Sean's going to be able to knock Cheeto out. And I think that in 25 minutes, Cheeto has shown that he's able to, like, score something big, you know what I mean? He wasn't able to do it against me, but there's a couple times in that fight where if things would have got past my guard, I would have gone down for sure.
Really?
But I just, oh, absolutely. He threw a hook on me against the cage as I was exiting that I almost didn't see, and just by nature of good habit, my hand was up. But had that been any other circumstance, Cheeto, I think, probably would have knocked me out.
How important was it, though, for you, like, to start so fast and not let him build into his rhythm? Because they say, and I mean, we've seen it, right? His whole career, he's been, like, traditionally a very slow starter. Mm-hmm. He even did it last fight against Pedro Munhoz. I think he might have lost the first round again. He loses the first round to almost everybody. But he never got going once you got ahead of him. It's like you just stayed ahead of him.
Yeah, I mean, that was the game plan, too, is to just keep my foot on the gas and then just not take it off of it. Mm-hmm. But I also think, man, that there's a level of, like, everyone's a different type of athlete. And I think that Cheeto isn't the most fast twitch athletic guy in the world. And when you look at guys that don't have the same athletic abilities like a Song or a Me, who just don't have the same type of speed and all of that stuff, it kind of takes them a couple rounds to get into it, only because they need our energy to go down so that they can be closer to the same level of athlete. So I think that that's what it is.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think he can start slow tomorrow. If he starts slow tomorrow, Cheeto's in trouble. O'Malley is.
There's only so much you can say about, like that's just what he does.
At it is what
point,
he does.
If you're giving away 20% of the fight, like at the highest level, that's just not a good thing. Like it can't be.
But over 5 rounds.
Like, well, that's just what he does, and you know he's comfortable doing that. Like at some point, no, you can't do that.
In
you
a
can't
five,
be giving away 20% of the fight.
In a 5-round fight, if you lose the first 2 rounds, you have to win the next 3. Like decisively in order to win.
But that's, he doesn't like, generally let he doesn't him. Generally lose the first 2. It's usually the first 5 minutes he's kind of revving up to get going.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, with O'Malley, I think the most telling fight in that sense was when he fought against what's the kid's name? Hey, what is this shit? They're putting Zhang versus Parker? Who is this? Like what? They got another fight? Dude, what the hell is this? They told me 550. They said 550 was when they were walking to the ring.
Corey's like kind of a purist though. Like he's like want to fight to the death if they let him, you know?
Corey, yeah. How old are you?
31.
And when did you start training mixed martial arts?
17.
Yeah, you're one of those guys.
Yeah. I'm
you're like the reason, he's like the reason guys like me get out of the game. Because like, and they're gonna just keep getting younger and younger. I've got kids on my wrestling team that have been training martial arts since they were 5 years old. I'm talking boxing, kickboxing, grappling, jiu-jitsu, wrestling.
Oh yeah.
And I mean national champions in all of them. Muay Thai national champion, mixed martial wrestling national champion, like just national champ in everything. These dudes are going to be in the UFC one day, just the best.
Oh, yeah. I know. There's some 15-year-old kid watching me right now, learning from me, that's going to fuck me up one day.
You were doing school homework waiting to spar Clay Guida.
Bro, I would make my college schedule just so that I could make all of the MMA practices, training at Grudge and training at Muscle Farm and High Altitude and all of those gyms. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I would just hit class, hit the gym, hit class, and then train. And that's what I did for a long time.
Clay and you went to see you.
His chops to see Corey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So Clay thought that he was going to kick my ass. And this was back then. This was back then when if you were new, we would try to beat the shit out of you just to see if we could. And I was like, oh, yeah, I get to go with Clay Guida. Like, I'm going to see how good I am compared to Clay Guida. So I was bombing on Clay Guida in the middle of the round. He was circling, and I threw a left hook, hit his big ass head. And my body kept going, but my hook stopped, and I tore my pec. It felt like a water balloon went off.
Really?
Yeah, and I was out for a minute for
that's
that.
That's what happens when you start trying to do too much in practice.
I know, yeah. That was
you're trying to knock Clay out.
I was trying to knock Clay out. I was trying to knock Clay out.
He's trying to knock him off.
Oh, yeah.
You wanted that dude.
You run Clay, too, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
That was when I was trying to collect scalps in sparring every time.
Yeah, this dude's crazy. This dude's a little dark, huh? Corey Sandhag is a little dark. He walks around smiling and shit. This dude's a little dark. Yeah. And you know what was some crazy? You know what was crazy shit whenever we were at AKA, bro? Heavyweights and light heavyweights, they wanted to come and train. It's right here, yeah. They wanted to come and train with me and Cain Velasquez. Mm-hmm. But then we would just beat the fuck out of them, bro. Mm-hmm. Like just beat the shit out of them. It was almost like you had to take care of the honor of your gym by just beating the shit out of these dudes. So they knew you can come train here, and eventually you'll get the respect of training here, and we won't, you know, kick your ass so bad. But you're gonna get your ass kicked because you're not gonna come in here, win some rounds, and then go off to telling people, man, I was sparring at AKA and I did great against Kane. I did great against DC. We beat the shit out of you. And then when we didn't have anybody else to beat, we would beat the shit out of Luke.
Well, yeah. That was the culture of martial arts before they became businesses.
Oh, my God.
Before they became businesses, the culture of martial arts, what is that, a mozzarella
chicken
stick?
Tenders. Chicken tenders.
You ordered chicken tenders, dude?
I'm like an 11-year-old kid.
What are you doing?
What do you want?
There's nothing. All of that is brown, bro. Look.
There's
at
an
you.
Empanada. You want an empanada?
DC ordered chicken fingers with fries, pizza, and empanadas.
What do you? What would you order, Corey? Because you're so bougie and good. What would you order?
Probably a little salmon, some couscous, maybe a little bit like a Caesar salad on this.
Bro, let me tell you something. I do not. Let me tell you this. I do not accept the idea of what beauty is in this world. Beauty is in the eye of me.
That's sweet.
Right? I'm beautiful. Trust me, I am beautiful. I say it in the mirror. Because of people like you, Brett. That's your stupid haircut. Do you have any advice for Tony Ferguson so that he can get a win? He looks scared. He looks so scared, Anthony.
He took a big breath.
This dude looks scared. He's scared of Tony Ferguson.
He's got to fight someone that isn't that good. That would be my advice.
Is he not good anymore?
Who, Ferguson? I think he's still good. I think he's just like, not as good as he used to be. Mm. That's my politically correct answer.
Okay, they want to know who's next for Corey. I got an idea. I hope it happens. I'd like to see you and Umar Nurmagomedov.
Yeah.
He called you out. I think it's a good fight, and I think whoever would win would earn a title fight, no?
I keep telling the UFC that if they tell me to fight John Jones, or if they tell me to fight Yuri. If they tell me to fight whoever it is that they tell me to fight next so that I get a title shot afterwards, I'm okay with it. I'm going to say yes. Hey, earlier you said, though, that you think that Islam's the best guy right now?
I never said that, bro.
What'd you say?
That Islam, they asked us a hypothetical. Who do we believe has the best chance to be a long-reigning champion? I said, because Islam won in the way that he did, and so many of the guys that he is going to fight have fought each other, and the way he beat Charles leads me to believe that he has the best opportunity. Oh, yeah. But everybody chose, like, Zhang Weili and then Ilya Topuria. Like, it's crazy how, like, you just forget about Islam and what he's done for so long.
Wait, who do you think is going to give him a hard time, then?
I think they're all going to be pretty hard fights. But he's good, man.
Yeah. Who do you think will give him a hard fight?
Give him the hardest fight.
Because right who's now, there?
Probably Armin.
Honestly, Armin or Mateusz Gamrot,
though. Yeah.
I didn't think Gamrot won that fight, but it was close.
It was close. It was awesome.
I think it's one of those two. Gamrot or Sarukian. Those are the two toughest matchups for him.
Yeah.
Sarukian's good.
I guess I give Justin a chance. I give Justin a chance.
Of course you give him a chance. Everybody's got a chance.
You know what I mean.
Gaethje trains with real good wrestlers at the gym.
He's a really good wrestler. Yeah, he just really doesn't wrestle. Wrestler.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.